The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And now the most loved doctor is on the airwaves. Dr. Safia Mohammed is ready to provide answers for all your medical questions. Broadcasting live from Valsane today, Superfarm Valsane, and broadcasting live on Freedom 106.5 FM, Sangeet 106.1 FM, Vibe CT 105 FM, and Sky 99.5 FM. Get in touch with your lunchtime doctor during the show. You can call 623-0106, 627-3223, or 625-2257. You can also send your questions to the WhatsApp number at 306-1065. The Lunchtime Doctor is sponsored by Superfarm, your prescription of trust, and Cetaphil, the doctor's number one recommended sensitive skincare brand. And we're going over to the team at Superfarm in Valsane.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're live here at Superfarm Valsane. This is Dr. Safia Mohammed here to answer your questions. The doctor is in the house. There are giveaways here. There is all sorts of discounts here at Superfarm. Now, today is World Mental Health Day, a day for us to pay attention to every aspect of our health, our emotional health, our cognitive health, specifically our mental health, because it matters at all ages. Not so, Bass?
Yes, of course, of course. Nice to be here with you, Doctor. Of course, we're live here at Superfarm in Valsane. Everybody would know where that is. You see, just coming off the highway. So those of you all who may be on your lunchtime hour usually come here to grab a little bite, you could come in here and see the doctor live and ask their questions. We even had some people who were here beforehand, and you were able to, you know, help them out already. So come on in. We have some of the pharmacists here and some of the staff, the lovely staff here at Superfarm in Valsane. And, you know, like we say, come in and ask your questions. You can still feel free to call on numbers, 627-3223, and, of course, our WhatsApp numbers, 3888-1065. And Tusker in studio will relay those messages to us. Of course, we are live on Freedom 106.5 FM, Sangeet 106.1, Sky 99.5 FM, and Vibe City 105 FM. The Lunchtime Doctor is live at Superfarm Valsane. Let's get it going.
Now, the one thing I absolutely love about these engagements is we get to chat with our customers, our clients, our patients who have been listening to this program. Over the years, we had a customer come in. She said she came in, she listened all through COVID-19, and it gave her such strength, such hope. And we hope this program, especially on a day like today, creates that sense of hope and purpose. Today being World Mental Health Day, post-pandemic, we've had a lot of concerns, burnout in particular, depression, anxiety concerns, and we want to be able to be here to answer those questions. Now, we also welcome your what's on your lunchtime plate. So you can tell us right here at Superfarm Valsane what's on your lunchtime plate. Sitting with me is one of our super pharmacists right here at Superfarm Valsane. It's my pleasure to be here. Welcome to the show, Kimberly.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Superfarm Valsane. Thank you so much, Dr. Sa, for joining us today. We've heard you on your other programs, and we're very, very excited to have you here today.
The one thing I really appreciate about Superfarm is the multitude of products here. It is my one-stop shop. But today, especially on a Tuesday, you all have a special discount, not so?
Yes, so today is Tuesday, and it's a special day for seniors. Seniors get 10% off with their super card. Once you're 60 years and over, you get it. But you must sign up, and you can come to your nearest Superfarm store with your photo ID, and you sign up today and any day for a further 10% off already affordable prices.
So those, everyone who's here can sign up?
So 60 and over, anybody who's here, just walk to the dispensary area and we can sign you up for your super card.
And while they are here, as I told you, Kimberly, Superfarm is my one stopper. Everyone who listens to this radio program knows this busy life that I live. Between seeing patients, being live on air, on radio, attending to my young son, my parents, my time is not mine. So it's my go-to. It's really like the one stopper. Tell me a little bit about what a busy mom can get right here.
Yes, so at Superfarm, we do cater for the busy mom, the busy professional, working professional. Right? So, you know, time is of the essence for a working mom. You just want to get home. You have homework to do. Time is of essence. So you can just come to Superfarm. You could fill your prescription, pick up your vitamins. And on your way out, you pick up your fresh bread, your moo milk, your fresh fruit. And you can top up your mobile data as well at the register. So all in one stop.
So we're live at Superfarm.
Of course, yeah, ma'am. We're live at Superfarm right here in Vallsend. And of course, if you have any questions, Tusker, you could feel free to send it over to us here via text messages. I saw some people came in before, Doctor. A gentleman told me he's asking about a skin condition that he called in before. Could you tell us about that?
You know, we have so many persons who give these concerns about their skin. Today, I hope everyone saw the weather report. We're under another heat wave. So it's attending to our skin, attending to the dehydration that we may be feeling at times. Let's make sure we all stay hydrated. And if you're out in the sun, please wear on your sunscreen. That particular case, the patient actually called in a couple weeks ago about his loved one who was experiencing something called epidermolysis bullosa. And it is those bumps on the skin. We chatted a little bit about it. He didn't want to come on live, eh? That's okay. Sometimes persons have those concerns. But he was able to get that live advice. So join us right here at Superfarm Vallsend, where you can chat directly with yours truly.
And we see a lot of your fans are coming in there. A lot of your fans, they're walking in, they're looking. I see a guy picking up some roses there. I wonder if that's for you. Right. What about people who are experiencing? You know, there's a like a flu bug coming around. I myself felt like I'm getting the cold a little bit. What do you advise? I tried to take some of that vitamin C, the Redoxon.
That's
thing in the
right.
Water.
In does fact, before on? I leave, I need to pick up some Redoxon right here.
Yeah.
You can indeed get your vitamins right here. What I tend to utilize several times is my little mixture. There's a lozenges with echinacea, and we certainly will utilize that. So we actually
one of your fans here, one of our lovely listeners. Let's ask a little question there, and of course I know she's always listening and always locked on.
So welcome to Superfarm.
Thank you, Doc. As I told you, it's really a pleasure meeting you. Now, you know, I have an issue, but I never called in about it.
That's okay.
And I have a little swelling on my knee.
And we can see it right there. Yes. So all those who are tuned in, one of our patients right here in Superfarm is actually experiencing a swelling on her knee, a bump, as we would say. What I would want to know is if there was any trauma, if there was any previous injury. But tell us a little bit before you jump into that, what you shared earlier on, before the program started.
I wanted really to let you know you were inspiration to me, especially during COVID. You were so positive, pleasant, always smiling. I listened to you every day because home alone, and it was a challenging time for all of us. And you really, really, really helped me, and I think a lot of people.
And I want to thank all the listeners and callers, because they themselves, in sharing their concerns, would have been helping so many others. So let's jump straight in. Did you have any trauma before?
I don't think so.
Right. Here's two things I want to know. I want you, after today, to one, make sure we get it checked out, because if it's affecting your walking, you may need to see a doctor about it. An x-ray.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I did.
And after the x-ray, we're definitely going to have a better idea. Right. So she's actually showing a radiologist report. Thanks for letting us know about that. We need to take the next step. Many of our patients, we take that step, we get it checked out, but we have to take the next step for the treatment.
But you know, it don't bother me all the time.
Okay.
I exercise, I do squats. It don't bother me.
Fantastic.
It's just the swelling is
the
there.
It's swelling. So those bits and pieces, those swelling, especially on the knees, on the joints, even if it's not bothering you right now, it's something that's not supposed to be there, so it will affect later on. So promise me you're going to take that next step and get it properly checked out.
Yes.
Properly checked out.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
I will.
Thank
you.
That's what we want with all of our patients.
Continue doing the good work you're doing. Thanks.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Today, as we discuss World Mental Health Day, our mind, our rights, that's the theme. Your cognitive health matters at all ages. We've had so many persons, as our client there just mentioned, that during the pandemic, many persons went through anxieties, distresses. They were isolated. And they reached out in ways that provided hope, this program being one of them. But I want to ask all of our listeners today, how are you being a source of inspiration, a source of positivity to your loved ones? What are you doing if you feel overwhelmed? What about if there's someone who you love and you want to offer that lifeline, but you don't know what next to do? In our Guardian Health Plus today, we actually give you some talking points. We talked about the mental health checkup toolkit, that action tool, the relaxation tool, the thinking tool that you can utilize to help a loved one today. Some of those tips, if you are overwhelmed, we want to encourage you to take that time for self-care. We want to encourage you to talk about it. Everyone experiences distresses at any given point in time. It's okay to not be okay sometimes. Have that conversation. Talk to our loved ones. What we've noticed is that way too many persons build up with the anxiety and don't chat about it, and it may go to depression. So we want to know those warning signs.
I believe that Tuska has a WhatsApp question, so let's get that question.
Yeah, sure. The question goes, good day, doctor.
Over to you, Tuska, so we get that question in.
Yes, are you hearing me? Good day to you, doctor. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I'm also on medication for hypertension and cholesterol, and they are all under control. My problem is regular burning on the soles of my feet, as though I have rubbed them with pepper sauce. The doctors or podiatrists aren't able to determine the cause either. Do you have any recommendations for me?
Thanks so much, Tuska. Can you just repeat really quickly what that question was?
No problem. Good day, doctor. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I'm also on medication for hypertension and cholesterol. They are under control. My problem is regular burning on the soles of my feet, as though I have rubbed them with pepper sauce. The doctors or podiatrists aren't able to determine what's the cause. Any recommendations for me?
Most definitely. That burning under the feet is something called a neuropathy, especially for those who are hypertensive. Unfortunately, the nerves may become affected. First, it starts as that damage to the nerve endings, the synapses. But even if the person is experiencing that pain or that burning, now is a good time to make sure that you not only see the doctor, but you attend to your blood pressure and the diabetes. Get that glucose under control, because the neuropathy will certainly worsen. It may go from tingling, that nerve pain, then it may even have loss of sensation. Here's a couple things that you can do. Today, you can start by you yourself at home. Can be doing some physical exercises. Physiotherapy will help keep that circulation going. The massages, crucially important for you and keeping your blood pressure and high blood pressure down, and your glucose management. All of that will certainly help ease that neuropathy.
All right, I have another one. If
you have a guest here at a shopper in the super farm that would like to ask you a question. Hello, miss. How are you?
Hi.
All right, hi.
So welcome to super farm. Is this your first time on our lunchtime, doctor?
I try to run away every day, but this is the first time I'm meeting you guys.
Tell us what your question is.
Okay, so recently, I don't know if I'm starting to get early signs of eczema.
Yeah.
So I've been having this irritation around my mouth every day. Sometimes it seems a little bit inflamed according to what I eat, but I just wanted to know what are these signs to look out for.
So you're right on target. the idea that you're already in tune to noticing changes on your skin is important. Actually, right here, there are a couple of those over-the-counter creams.
I've been trying them.
For eczema. Now, here's what you want to tap into. There are those colloidal creams over the basic ceramides. Those particular creams will help keep that moisture in. Because exactly what is eczema? That dry skin. Now, that's just dealing with it on a topical level. We want to go a little bit deeper and deal with the trigger. Is it stress related?
Could be.
Could be. Is it different changes within the hormonal cycle? So all of those things is something we manage because eczema tends to be the outward expression of most of those conditions. So I want to guarantee you, you're in the right place. That's why we're here to perform. You're in the right place to be able to get that treatment.
I think they've kind of fed up with me asking questions.
I don't believe any. I've actually engaged some of these pharmacists here. And
they actually remember me in the back. They actually ask, like, is it better this week? So they remember.
Definitely. In engaging with these pharmacists, they really advocate that message of care. So I'm glad you've had that positive experience. Thank you so much for being on our lunchtime doctor. So, Tusker, any of those questions on our WhatsApp?
But before we go back to Tusker, we do have another gentleman there. I saw him speaking about, asking a question about his eyes. So he's going to come. Come on, sir. Come on, have a seat. The people are rolling in here to catch time with the lunchtime doctor.
And while he sets up on live air, we want to remind all of our listeners this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Do you know, Base, that even men can get breast cancer?
I sure do.
So we want to encourage, while every day is a day to be checked out for cancer, if you notice any changes in your body, during this month, there are many organizations that give that special attention to analysis, to detection. So get screened.
But I know how men, well, women test, but is it a different test with men?
It's the same start of testing in terms of the ultrasound to the area, and then we certainly will move to other examinations.
Okay,
now we have another gentleman, a customer in Superfarm Palsain, here with a question. Welcome to Lunchtime Doctor.
Okay, good day. Thanks for having me. Okay. Yes. Bye. Right on my under my eye here, it's a bit swollen, about 2 days now. I just came to get something for it. Like an infection in the lower eyelid.
So you can actually,
and also I'm stuffy.
Right. Now, what we do know is, just on observation, is that there is that swelling, especially at your eye. And we would, is it the first time you're experiencing it?
Yes, yes.
Right. There is a change in the environment in terms of the dust. And yes, one of those eye drops can help. But if you're noticing any pain or any drippy eyes, as in liquid running from it, you definitely need to see an optician or an ophthalmologist. However, I do know the Superfarm pharmacist here will be able to give that guidance. But keep in mind, they work in tandem with us, the medical professionals.
Thank you very much.
Diabetic, hypertensive, any of those concerns? Good. So we won't have that to manage.
Yes.
Sitting, you will get checked out.
Okay. Then.
Excellent. Thank you for being on the Lunchtime Doctor.
We need to go take a break. Of course, we're here with the kind compliments of Superfarm. It's the Lunchtime Doctor with Dr. Sophia Mohammed. We are live at Superfarm in Valsain. We take a break and we come back here.
But look, they have this too. I am always amazed by the unique products I see at Superfarm.
It's true. They have the brands you see on TV and more.
Not just that, but their products are genuine and meet the highest standards.
Of course. That's why I can always trust what I'm buying is the real thing.
At Superfarm, we have the brands and authentic products you trust. Superfarm, your prescription of trust.
This is Freedom 106.5 FM, and we head back over to the team at Superfarm in Valsain for Lunchtime Doctor.
A number of pharmacists here, and the nice thing about Superfarm is that they are always, if it's one thing I do know, they're all, once Superfarm is open, they're always here to be able to chat with your clients. So we're welcoming now Shanice. Welcome to the Lunchtime Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Sophia. Thank you for being here.
I noticed when I walked in, there were a lot of Christmas decor. Tell me, is it too early to be celebrating Christmas?
No, it's not. As you can see, as you enter any of our 9 locations, we're ringing in this season already. We want you to be the first to light up your neighborhood with exquisite decor from our wide assortment of our seasonal items. Then invite your guests inside to a festive spread with our specially designed Christmas cutlery. We even got the pets involved too, with some nice Christmas clothing and toys too.
The one thing I totally appreciate is that I can get my pet supplies right here at Super Farm. Easy, all one to go. And while people might think it's too early to get decorated for Christmas, to me, every day should be a day for joy, that Christmas celebrations. The other thing I notice, and you mentioned it, one of the pharmacists mentioned early on, is that there's a pharmacist week coming on board. Tell me, when is that?
Yes, so our National Pharmacy Week starts Sunday. At Superfarm, we recognize the invaluable contributions and sacrifices our super pharmacists make toward maintaining our prescription of trust promise every day. We have a number of specials awaiting our customers, up to 27% off items store-wide, like our Panadol, our Covonia, our Philips Milk of Magnesia, Clear Eyes, and so much more.
We're so appreciative, all the healthcare professionals, doctors in particular, of our pharmacists. We work hand in hand with our pharmacists. And we want our listeners to appreciate that too, that together we're a team. Tell us what else is in store. What percentage off do they get? Let me hear.
27% off.
Is there a specific reason for the 27%?
We're just celebrating our customers this week, so we expect them to be out to experience this.
And tell us the dates again.
It's from Sunday, 15th October, for 1 week.
So from Sunday, 15th October, for the entire week, all of the customers at all the branches of Super Farm,
yes, online,
will benefit from a 27% on specific items in celebration of Pharmacist Week. One thing that we do know is that patients actually may come to the pharmacist before they come to the doctor. What do you all do in that circumstance?
We basically let them know that we care. We have to show that we empathize with them. We give as much as possible our best advice and counseling towards them. And then we would then proceed with letting them know they can see their physician for
most
further treatment.
Definitely. We always hear about that great advice that the super pharmacists give in the best interest of the customers. And I've even overheard myself, just being in the lines at Super Farm, overheard some of that advice, and I remember shaking my head thinking, well done Super Farm, walking that method of caring. Now today, earlier on we mentioned about those store-wide percentage off for our senior citizens. Remind our listeners again about it.
Okay, so we have our super card for our seniors. So on every Tuesday, we have 10% on our already reduced prices in our over-the-counter medications and our prescription medication. So all our seniors over 60 can come into any of our stores with a photo ID to sign up. You'll get your 10% discount today. On Tuesday, you can come any day to sign up. So you can check us out from today.
Excellent. You know, thank you so much. We had Kimberly early on, and this is Shanice, one of the super pharmacists right here at Super Farm Valsey.
And of course, we say hi going out to all of the super pharmacists throughout the 9 branches at Super Farm. Let's get another gentleman here who would like to ask a question. Of course, people, feel free to message in, text message your questions at 388-1065. 388-1065. You have a gentleman here, of course,
So to all those who are listening in, we have customers in store lining up here just to ask those questions. I'm so grateful for everyone who tune into our Lunchtime Doctor. And today, you all get to meet in store myself and meet our TBC crew. So welcome to the Lunchtime Doctor. Tell us, what area are you coming from?
I am coming from Tunapuna.
Tunapuna. And your question today is?
I wanted to find out what's the process to do a cholesterol test.
Good question. You can, most of the different labs, you can actually do that blood test without even the medical request. But it helps having that medical request. Why would you need to get your cholesterol? You're taking it from the blood, the hematological investigation. That will give you a good idea of what your diet looks like. It will also give you an idea of what to do, your next steps to prevent things like stroke, hypertension. Today, I don't know if they actually test cholesterol here. I know they check blood pressure, but there are many different health institutions that will check that cholesterol. When you're doing the cholesterol, it would help to do a fasting blood cholesterol. That gives us a better answer as to what's in, what's going on in the body. Fasting meaning from midnight, you're going to not have anything to eat. You can have water, but in the morning is when they're taking that blood testing.
Okay, thank you very much. And that fasting information is a good tip too, because I didn't know that it would have been better to do it on a fast. Yeah.
What happens is if we take a random cholesterol, it would be a skewed value. If it's a fasting, similarly, like the blood sugar, the fasting test gives us a better idea on where the cholesterol is in your body. We're looking at your total cholesterol, the HDL, the LDL. HDLs and LDLs, good cholesterol, your bad cholesterol, plays a significant role. Unfortunately, cholesterol is the thing that causes plaque, that blocks up the heart and causes a stroke or a heart attack. If it's a block in the brain, it will lead to a stroke. If it's a block in the heart, it will lead to a heart attack. That's not where we want anyone to be. So get your cholesterol tested.
Definitely. Thank you for the info.
Thank you very much, so, for asking those questions. Now, I know you mentioned, Doctor, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In terms, I know with men, when you reach that age over 40, say it's always good to test your prostate, you know, every so often. But with women, in terms of what age should you test for that?
So we have different stages of screening. Mm-hmm. Screening could just be a conversation with your healthcare professional. Right. While the general recommendations are over 40, mm-hmm. we have been seeing patients who are age 30 with a breast cancer, yeah. but those unfortunately may have family links. Mm-hmm. So if you are at a higher risk of breast cancer, then you certainly would need to be tested or screened earlier. What we do know, earlier screening saves lives. I have seen so many patients in the earlier part, and now they're in remission for years, to the point that they boast and say, my cancer is cured. We want you to be able to screen early. So know your risks and have that conversation with your healthcare professional. From age 30, technically, all the guidelines say age 40. Mm-hmm. That is a mammogram and the breast ultrasound. Nice. But you could be doing the breast examinations at home. Start once you know your risk factor.
All right, beautiful. We have somebody else here with some more questions for the Lunchtime Doctor, Dr. Safiya Mohammed. Good afternoon.
So welcome to Lunchtime Doctor.
Hi, afternoon, Doctor. Doctor, I just wanted to ask, like, if you have, like, fibroid and cysts, mm-hmm. what you could do, like, to, if you could, like, take things to flush it out, like,
very good question. Just about 30% of our population has fibroids, something that's quite common. No, there isn't any one medication to flush it out, and that's a misconception that most persons tend to have. So we need to understand, first and foremost, it will affect your general daily habits. You may have irregular periods, heavy periods. So we want you to have a little bit more comfort. Get screened. See your general practitioner or your gynecologist. We may need you to do an ultrasound so you will know exactly how large the fibroid is, if it's obstructing anything, because sometimes the fibroid can be causing a serious amount of pain, discomfort, and of course affecting your menstrual cycle. So the medical management is very much aligned to, once you've been reviewed by your healthcare professional, may need some surgery. But the great innovations that has happened in medicine is that sometimes the surgery could just be pinpoint laparoscopic surgery. So get it checked early. Okay. No, there isn't anything to flush it out. To okay. all of our listeners, that's a common question we get. Persons tend to think, I can take something and it will go away. This is one thing that we need to get checked out.
Okay.
Tell me you're going to promise me I'm going to get it checked out.
I would. Thanks, Doctor.
Definitely.
Thank you. Right. Okay.
Thank you very much. But in terms of that fibroids, which we hear so much with women, what are some of the causes of that? Is it anything to do with your diet, lifestyle?
Most definitely. And the majority of some of these conditions are lifestyle related. Right. But with fibroid in particular, it tends to be genetic in nature. Mm-hmm. It tends to be also associated to diabetic conditions.
Right.
We also have something called polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Yes.
What we hear a lot about and very much related to your your lifestyle measures. So we want to encourage all. That's another thing that I love about Superfarm.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk in and go straight to their health section,
yeah.
Get my little diced up fruits, get diced up carrots at Presto.
Mm-hmm.
Easy access.
Yeah.
So encourage that healthy lifestyle, what you're eating, and of course, exercise.
Yes, ma'am. You know what I like about Superfarm too? Like the prices. Like we got some, that's a simple thing like water. Yeah, sometimes you go buy a place and a water is $5, $6. I was able to buy a water. And that's important to me. I watch prices.
We
want to
keep everyone hydrated and make sure
especially
that it's affordable, affordable pricing.
Yeah.
I will remember that base.
Mm-hmm. Of course, 881065, feel free to message our other frequencies and you will forward your questions right here to us at Superfarm. Lovely.
Over to Tusker to see if there are any questions on the board.
Yes, there is one right now.
Right.
Hi, I'm a 59-year-old female. Just want to know if cranberry juice and lots of water intake will help get rid of a small kidney stone that I have. Thank you.
So great question. The person asked if a cranberry juice or water can help ease the kidney stone. The person asks if it will get rid of the kidney stone. No, it won't get rid of the kidney stone, but it certainly will help ease that distress of it. What you will need to is please let's see a healthcare professional. You may even need to see a urologist depending on the size of the kidney stone, okay? Most times than not, it may be exacerbated by what you eat. So let's keep in mind, stay away from those processed foods. All of that adds a whole lot of different chemicals to the body and worsens the disposition for kidney stones. So let's make sure, add in your cranberry juice and water, but see that healthcare professional. So we're right here live at Superfarm Valsin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, somebody here would like to ask another question to the lunchtime doctor, Dr. Sophia Mohammed. Good afternoon, miss.
Hi, good afternoon.
All right.
Hi, doc. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Welcome to Superfarm Valsin.
Thank you. I'm a regular here.
As are most customers,
yes,
right?
Yes. My question is about the liver.
Yeah.
I'm very curious and I've recently become very, very interested in liver health.
Yes.
And so, you know, we go on TikTok and all these social media platforms and they have all of these drinks that you can have and juice this and juice that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think I can do to ensure that my liver remains healthy? Because I know it processes a lot of the toxins in our body and stuff.
And you're on point there. The liver is your detox plant of the whole body. So there are a couple things you want to make sure and do. First and foremost, TikTok is not the place for health advice. Unless it's a reputable health personnel specialist giving that advice.
Right.
But just starting from the basics, I'm sure just staying hydrated. Do you know the body needs at least 2 liters of water throughout the day?
No,
just
I didn't.
That amount of water will help flushing those toxins.
I guess especially now as we have these hot days.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And most of our persons, including myself, don't drink enough water.
No.
I'm glad my co-host there just mentioned the first thing he picked up was water.
Water,
right.
So start with the amount of water. Two, stay away from some of that processed food. And I'm sure the way you're looking, you're probably definitely not a processed food person.
Not very much.
Right? And keep with your healthy fruits and fibers.
Okay.
The vegetables themselves, the fibers in itself, will help create that or aid that detox of the liver. So I'm glad that you're already interested in liver health, because here's another thing most persons might know. When one cholesterol is very high, there are those fatty deposits within the liver. And that tends to be the most difficult to remove or clear when one's cholesterol values are high. So other key things you can do, besides from being engaged in exercise, have you ever tried yoga exercises?
No, I haven't.
So yoga is that holistic body exercise that pretty much works the whole body.
Okay.
You want to be able to work your small muscles, your full every part of the body, and that's one of those. So yoga, Pilates, any one of those exercises tends to also reduce the LDL, improve the HDL, which is the good cholesterol,
right,
and of course improve your liver health in particular. So you just two key things, any one of those you can start today, and of course all that you're already doing.
Nice. Thank you so much.
So continue with your health habits. And you can tell all that they can join the Lunchtime Doctor 12 to 1 every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Will do. Thank you.
Of course, we're live on Sangeet 106.1 FM, Vibe City 105 FM, Sky 99.5 FM, and of course Freedom 106.5. Let's go back to the studio, take a break. Of course, we're live here with the kind compliments of Superfarm. We are live at Superfarm in Valsain, and we come right back to us.
Hi, sir. You've been here on the aisle for a while. Can I help?
Yes. I'm looking for a multivitamin.
We have a wide range here at Superfarm. Let me get some more information so I can select the best vitamin for you.
See? That's the kind of advice I come for at Superfarm. Well, that and the snacks.
At Superfarm, we have the expertise and advice you count on. Superfarm, your prescription of trust.
And we head back to Valsain with third base and Dr. Sophia Mohammed and the Lunchtime Doctor.
Yes, we are live at Superfarm out here in Valsain. And yeah. Live at Superfarm out here in Valsain. Yes, you hear me? Nice. And of course, the entire team is here. The doctor is taking some pictures. And when you come here, you could get some little trinkets from Superfarm because nobody is leaving here empty-handed. You're coming here, you're getting health advice, you're getting something from Superfarm, you know, a little gift. And of course, they have everything that you need. You know, whether it be a little trinkets, you want something to drink, you want something to eat. And of course, anything medical, Superfarm has it for you.
And we want to remind everyone that today in your Guardian Health Plus, we discussed World Mental Health Day, ways you can attend to your cognitive health, ways you can attend to your mental health, your checkup, that toolkit in particular. It's always important. Every single day is a day to take care of your health.
Right, of course, you could message us in studio, 388-1051, as usual, 388-1051. Let's bring back in one of our super pharmacists, now the first one you spoke to, bring back in one of our super pharmacists, so we could hear some more about the good stuff here at Super Farm, right? Not just here in Valsain, but Super Farm. Where were some of the other locations? Oh, I know there's one up by me in Dago Martin, there's Super Farm in Marval, Super Farm in West Mall, Super Farm, Trin City, Super Farm. Marabella, Superfarm.
So everyone deserves an award here.
Love you. Yep.
So we're welcoming
and don't
back.
Don't forget Shogun Assam, Price Plaza.
Price Plaza. Yeah, welcoming back one of our super pharmacists here today, Kimberly. Welcome back to the Lunchtime Doctor. Our co-host there, Base, was giving us all the different locations. Tell us the rest of the locations that you can shop at Superfarm.
Right. So we have 9 locations. He called most of them.
Yeah, call all.
Okay, he called all. And remember, we open late, mm-hmm. right? So we cater for busy moms, busy professionals. We are one-stop shop. We have everything here.
But what about your drive-through, miss?
Yes, we have our drive-through. It's very, very convenient. You don't have to get out of your car, especially moms who might have babies in the car, mm-hmm. elderly, sick people.
Very convenient.
Our patients, yes. You can come conveniently through our drive-through, and you can speak to our pharmacist there. Fill your prescriptions, get your over-the-counter items, and, you know, leave, and quick, and you're out.
And today in particular, to all those who just joined, this is your Lunchtime Doctor live at Superfarm Valsain. On a Tuesdays, you all have something just in store for our senior citizens. Remind all of our listeners what that is again.
Right, so Tuesdays, it's a special day for our seniors.
Mm-hmm. You for you, John.
So all those who are 60 years and over, our seniors, you get 10% off. And remember, we have affordable prices, already reduced prices. So you get the benefit of getting an additional 10% off on top of that discounted price. So you walk away with so much savings. But
so
don't take my word for it.
Can actually sign up?
Yes, you can sign up. So you come to the dispensary and we sign you up for a super card. And you're 60 and over, you walk with your photo ID and you sign up and get your card.
So what about those who shop regularly at Superfarm and not seniors?
Right, so we already have reduced prices. We have reduced prices on prescription items. Many of our prescription items are over-the-counter items, right? So you get savings. And don't take my word for it. You can check your bill when you cash out and you could see the savings at the bottom of your bill and see how much you save.
Excellent. All of that and more right here at every single one of your super farms.
Yeah.
9 locations nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So remind us the names of those locations again.
Right. So we have Trincity, Valsane, Maraval, Diego Martin, West Moorings, Price Plaza, Marabella, Couva, and Gulfview.
And what I liked, in light of the fact that today is World Mental Health Day, it's a day when we want to just put that attention to our cognitive health, ways we can relax. I walked in and I loved all of the candles. Tell us a couple of the other things that are here at Super Farm that one can utilize to attend to their relaxation and rejuvenation.
Right, so we have our candles, as you said. We also have things at the over-the-counter aisle. Right, things to help relax, to sleep, things like calms. I don't know if anybody knows about calms.
Definitely.
Yes. A lot of our supplements, stress busters,
yoga mats.
Yoga mats. We
That's
have our
right.
GoFit, we have our yoga mats, the Gayam yoga mats. Yes, so we have our exercise equipment as well.
So to all of our listeners, all those lovely things I shared during the course of the week, the habits, the recommendations, guess what? I recognize you can get all of it right here at Super Farm. Now, I realize that there are messages
some questions,
on
yes.
the board.
Tusker does have some messages on the board. So,
over
Tusker,
to you.
Hit us with some messages there. Questions.
Okay, some of the questions coming in. We have, good day, doctor. If you have a gallbladder removal surgery, could you still get gallbladder stones?
Very good question. Once the gallbladder has been removed, no, you will not get gallbladder stones, but you can still get stones presented in different parts of the body. You can still get a kidney stone. There can still be that collection of fluid or the chemicals that can even lead to a cyst. But if your gallbladder is removed, you certainly will not get another gallbladder stone. Let's see if there are any other questions.
We have another question. Hi, doctor. Hoping all is well with you. Of late, I've been hearing so much about the benefits of castor oil. Can you confirm this, please? They said it's good for ladies, for our stomach, for cysts, fibroids, etc. Good for lumps, bumps, aches, pains, and of course your hairline. Please advise.
Now, what we do know is that castor oil tends to definitely be one of those moisturizing creams in terms of applying to the skin. Whether it's good for all of those things that they mentioned, I'm not too sure. The jury's still in, but it's definitely used for skincare conditions when it's applied directly to the skin. However, as always, we would say if there is a skin condition, please get it checked out by your dermatologist. Over
All right,
to you,
and another question coming in for the doctor. I am 6 weeks pregnant and having heavy bleeding. My doctor said it's a threatened miscarriage. What is causing this problem?
I'm really sorry that the person is experiencing this. Unfortunately, at 6 weeks, if you are, yes, having heavy bleeding, it is indeed what is described as a threatened miscarriage. One, I do hope that you are either hospitalized right now or close to hospital care, because unfortunately, that could even send you into an emergency. What causes it? There are a number of things. If it's first trimester, it can even be autoimmune related, sometimes even poorly managed diabetes, sometimes, unfortunately, stress can induce a miscarriage. I am really sorry that this is the state or the position you're in. I do hope that you're close to hot medical care so that the proper procedures can be done. Over to you, Tuska, if there are any more questions.
Yes, we have another question. Question, of late I've been feeling very weak and nervous, low energy, extreme perspiration for the last couple of days. Sudden fever, headaches with no symptoms. Can you please tell me what may be happening? I just turned 65.
Now, when it comes to that host of symptoms, what we say generalized symptoms, especially feeling low energy, the first thing we want to double check is your thyroid. It may also be related to the aging process. That tends to happen as we move through life. We want to rule out the general things like diabetes, high blood pressure, and just ensure that we're getting that checked out. But let's make sure we take that next step and get the thyroid hormones checked. A hypothyroidism person, unfortunately, would have all of those signs and symptoms. If you're also losing weight, then that is one of the signs of the word we don't like to say, cancer. But please get it checked sooner rather than later.
All right, beautiful. All right, so that's it for our questions here. Thank you very much for everybody sending in our questions. Lunchtime Doctor here with the kind compliments of Super Farm. Of course, we are live at Super Farm in Valsaint. I know we started off talking about mental health, Doc. What are some of the, are there any signs and symptoms to look out for, especially when somebody is young? You know, sometimes children, they may act, you know, children act like children, but is there anything, you know, kind of quirky, kind of weird? For, you know, parents are usually sometimes in denial. What are some things you look out for?
Now, children are not the ones that's going to come and say they're feeling stressed. Yeah. They're not going to come and tell you they're feeling anxious. Mm-hmm. And this is where parents must be attentive and trust their instincts. Mm-hmm. Here's some of the things that children will say. Yeah. They will complain of the tummy cramps. Mm-hmm. They might be more isolated in their room and not want to come out.
But some people may feel that's a regular teenager because that's what teenagers do these days with their phones. You
but
know?
So how can you we must have those communications, that line of communication. Mm-hmm. Some children may be experiencing insomnia. Right. One, if they're younger, probably age 9, 10, they may be experiencing bedwetting, headaches, problems with vision. Any sort, they will not come and tell a parent that they're feeling anxious, but they will share that they're feeling some of these symptoms. If they're absolutely not sharing they're experiencing any symptoms, it's so important that parents have that open line of conversation with their child so that if the child does experience something out of the ordinary, that they know they can come to the parent. Sometimes it's important to just for the parent to open the line and say, what's happening today in school? Continue that conversation. Many times, especially our teenagers, our teenage boys in particular, feel very uncomfortable to talk about emotions. And you can see their anxieties may build up. This is where the parent must be able to be that sense of calm. Children mirror what we experience. And in giving them that sense of reassurance and calm, letting them know that you're there to chat with them easily will open the door for them to come to you.
Now, but what do you do sometimes when there may be one parent who's seeing something wrong, or maybe a family member who's seeing something wrong, but the others are wrong? I just, nah, man, that's just normal. I just,
and that's
child, you know?
A lot of our culture in Trinidad. Let's move away from what we say gaslighting. If the parent is experiencing, if the parent thinks something is awful, trust that gut. And to do this to the other parents, we want you to give that support, because many times that first action can help save a life. Last year there was a 9-year-old that committed suicide. And it's something that we don't often talk about, but we need to talk about it. And this 9-year-old, the parent, unfortunately, they had a bad report. They had now gone back out into school, and unfortunately it was not a good report. This is where, if the parent was a little bit probably more open or just able to have the conversation, then that could have been prevented. But this is a time for us to remember that all our loved ones, our little ones, our mental health matters at all ages. And if you're not too sure of what to say, then there are numbers that you can call in our Guardian Health Plus. We want to just mention those numbers. The Lifeline, which is 800-5588, 866-5433. And of course, you can get your numbers at www.findcarett.com for any emergency services. It's important that we know what these warning signs are. Sometimes it may be changes in mood, in sleeping habits. And if the parent suspects something is off, trust your gut and act on it.
And let's talk more about like an adulthood, living with somebody who may be experiencing mental issues. So we just had an issue recently where somebody injured someone in the home and they actually was asking for help. Who do you call for help with somebody with mental problems?
In a case like that, exactly, it's difficult to know who to go to for help. You can start with a loved one in an area. It could be your priest. It could be a religious person. It could be the neighbor talking to. Across all of the health centers, there are wellness clinics, there are mental health clinics. We can even, if the persons feel uncomfortable about opening up, you can have the conversation probably with your employer. Or you can definitely have the conversation with anyone in these different support groups. So let me just mention those numbers again. Lifeline, 800-5588-866-5433. But we want to just encourage, you know, so many male patients tell us they have no one to go to talk to.
That's right.
Have the conversation with your boys.
You know what? Sometimes you want to confide in your boys. You feel that, you know, masculine, your boys laugh at you. You know, but I say, you know, the barber shop is a great place to talk.
Definitely.
You must have somebody. And this is what men need. Men need that outlet to talk to and somebody to confide in. We need that.
And you can talk to your pharmacist. We are friendly pharmacists right here at Superfarm. But do not hesitate to make the appointment with your healthcare professionals. Your doctors are always there. Your healthcare professionals across the board. It doesn't need to have to be an actual medical physician. You can talk to anyone in the healthcare field. They certainly will be able to give that support.
And speaking of talking to your pharmacist, you know, as we have about 4 more minutes to go, we'll wrap it up talking to one of our super pharmacists right here at Superfarm.
So welcome back, Shanice, to our Lunchtime Doctor. You're live on air.
Hi, welcome. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about it as we go into Christmas. We mentioned it before, that what can your customers at Superfarm get right here in Superfarm?
Well, as I mentioned before, we have a lot of assortment of seasonal items for our Christmas season, from the lights, from the cutlery. We have the pets involved. We have children involved. So anything you would like, you can get it at our store.
And I love this beautiful bouquet they placed right here on the table. I was not aware that Superfarm has flowers now as well.
Yes, we do. We do single roses as well as the bouquets.
So right here at Superfarm, Valsin, today has been such an experience for me. Really, congratulations to your entire team at Superfarm, Valsin. It really is your go-to one all-in-one store. From things for your pets, things for your children, things for the busy moms, the busy dads, all the multivitamins. My favorite aisle, can you guess which is my favorite aisle, Kimberly?
Food.
The makeup aisle. Remember, I do TV every single week. So I love to walk down. That's my retail therapy. In fact, that's my time out.
Okay.
Walk down the makeup aisle and choose little care products, skin products in particular. Such a wide range of products. Tell us a little more about the skincare products right here at Superfarm.
Right now, we have a lot of our Korean skincare, which is now worldwide. So we now introduced a wide variety of those lines, from the sunscreen straight to all the serums that we use to help with hydration, help with hyperpigmentation, and those stuff.
Especially as these days there is that heat wave, we want to encourage every single one of our listeners, make sure and put on your sunscreen. We do know Trinidadians have a way of thinking they don't need to put on sunblocker. But right here at Superfarm, Valsin, they can get just about any cream to make sure they get the correct sunblocker.
Correct.
Yes. So we are here live at Superfarm, where this is your one-stop shop.
So let me give you like a little scenario, pharmacist, right? A little scenario. I come in as a patient. I come in, Gil, I'm feeling a pain in my back here, Gil. I'm feeling pain in my back. I feel I sleep real bad last night. What you could recommend?
Okay, so firstly, I would need to find out if you have taken anything before. Also, we needed to find out as well how long you've been having the pain and what possibly could have caused the pain. Also, if you have any allergies to any medication, if you have any medical conditions, before we can assess you. And then further from whatever treatment you were using, then I could be able to better advise you on which should be your best option.
And I love the fact that it is that synergistic relationship with the healthcare professional.
Yes.
Knowing where they are in terms of if they've been treated, what treatment in particular, and of course, the wide array of medications. I also notice the wide array of products for our diabetic patients, especially some of those energy drinks and energy milks. It's important that they look for the low calorie, the low sugar drinks, all available. Tell us a little bit more about those.
Yes, range from Glucerna products to our Ensure brands. So we basically treat our customers with the best advice when it comes to diabetic care. We find out all their dietary needs before we could be able to provide them with
So to all of our diabetics, keep in mind that you must have your low sugar or the specific medications, specific drinks for diabetic patients. We're on the buzzer at 1 o'clock, base.
That time flew pretty fast, but this was my first, you know, outside event with all at Super Farm, and it's been a great experience. So we say big up to Super Farm right here in Valsin and all of our other 8 branches nationwide.
We really want to extend that incredible appreciation to the dynamic management and team of Super Farm, every single location, and especially Super Farm Valsin. All of the listeners, all of the persons who sat on the chair, bravely asked their questions. Today has indeed been a day right here at Super Farm Valsin, and we're on the buzzer at 1 o'clock.
All right, so back to you in studio there, Tusker. Of course, many thanks going out to everybody, all the listeners at Freedom 106.5 FM, Sky 99.5, Vibe City 105 FM, and Sangeet 106.1. Lunchtime, Doctor. Of course, again, we'll be back with you tomorrow, Dr. Safiya Mohammed, 12 noon. Do enjoy the rest of your day.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.